Guest. We're back.
That's right.
This is episode 327. I'm T.
That's right. Oh, I'm AJ Twist.
And this is the Spinda episode 327.
I kind of wish I had that. You spin my head right round.
Damn, that's probably what he hears all the time, huh?
Maybe, yeah.
Man, this one's annoying because I don't like this one.
The spinning Pokemon.
You'd think so, right?
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
The spot Pokemon.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, though.
He's got like one spot on him.
No, the thing about Spinda, though, is that I think there's a set number of different patterns. Maybe an infinite set. I don't know. But
there's like different patterns on every one.
Every time you catch one, it may be a different pattern of spots, like where they're at and
shit.
Yeah. So
there's a few Pokemon that do that, huh?
I mean, honestly, the only other one that does something like that is Unown.
Isn't there something else? There's nothing else that has that's different every time you see it, or like has all of them have like a different pattern on them. Am I wrong? I thought something had something like that going on.
The only thing I can think of that's like that, that's different, like it's the same Pokemon, but could be different, is either Unowns or Spindas. I don't think there's anything else.
Or Nidoran. That's weird.
I mean, there's only two, though, but...
That's true. That's not unlimited. Okay, I'll do some research. I thought there was something else, but I can't remember. Anyway, if you couldn't tell by that little exchange, this is a nerd podcast about video games, comics, anime, movies... Card games, TV, and all that stuff.
With the splash of Pokemon.
Indeed. Yeah. So, that being said, we usually jump off with telling you about our In Focus weeks. Should I go or you want to go?
Yeah, I'll start off real quick here. So, played some Smash Brothers, right? Since we've been playing Smash Brothers, and this is something I saw on the internet like a while back that I've always wanted to do because I have a 3D printer, if you guys didn't know. And I randomly, dabble in 3D printing shit, and I have a whole mess here. How the fuck did that happen? But what I printed out, and still working on it, and I'm actually in the middle of printing something right now that also works in it, is this. Oh, wait, I can't even move it because this wire's stuck. So this here, it looks like a GameCube faceplate, right? Remember the old GameCube? You have your controller ports there. There's four of them.
If you're anybody that matters, you'll remember this.
So yeah, this is the face of it that I actually printed. This is not the real thing. Actually, you can tell I printed it because it's missing my memory card port, which I'll make a new one. And this is the faceplate for it. Looks all nasty because of the glue and everything, but. So that looks like a orange spice GameCube, right? And this actually sits on the front of a dock of a Nintendo Switch, so you have access to the controller port. So I pretty much took apart one of those USB adapters for GameCube controllers, and here's all the guts for it right here, right? Green screen doesn't let you see it too well, but it's there, trust me. And yeah, so rather than have a USB wire running from the Nintendo Switch out to the middle of nowhere, and I hate using that thing because that thing is not heavy, so like it just flops around everywhere, right? So this one hopefully will make it more sturdy and it sits in one spot and there'll be less wires around, right? So and it looks like a GameCube, so it looks pretty cool. And then all I'm printing right now is the back piece here that will sit here to hold everything in, to hold all the guts in. So I've been working on this. I have other revisions that I did that didn't quite make the cut.
Something's pretty legit too. I like the color scheme.
Yeah, I had orange, and I honestly only had one purpose for the orange, and so I didn't really know what else I would do with it. But then this came up. I was like, oh, cool, like an orange GameCube, right? Like this color is pretty close. So yeah, why not that? So I've been working on that. Actually, today I did it, and I think I'm like halfway done. I'm finally actually putting the actual number of cards that I actually have into my database. So now that all the information is there, I'm actually counting my cards now and actually putting that information onto my database now. So I'm like halfway through it. It only took me like a few hours to get like halfway through it today, which is pretty cool. So I finished all BT1, BT2, BT3, and I think I just finished BT4.
You a catalog in full.
Or maybe I am in BT4. No, I think I just finished BT4. So now I got to do BT5, 6, and then EX, and all my starter decks. And I'll enter all that in pretty soon. Oh, and then I got to go through my decks because I know, like, I seen certain numbers that's already there. I was like, wait, I either have more than that or less than that. I know that because they're in my deck. So now after I'm done with all that shit, I got to go to all the decks I built and, count those to kind of finish off the count. And I'm wondering now, should I have two different counts? Should I have one that's, for what I don't have in a deck and another count that is in my deck?
Don't do that to yourself.
And then have a math that kind of like tells you, okay, this is the actual total. Here's what you have in a deck. Here's what you have just, outside of a deck.
You also have to make it move it, So do you have to program it to be able to move into negative when that happens, like when you go from 2 to minus 1?
No.
Zero, sir?
Because I do have a separate thing that, you know, where I can make my decks and all that, and I can see that. So I can easily just, maybe not easily, I haven't done it yet, I have ideas, but I can do it where, like, if I say, oh, I'm going to put this into a deck, then I can have it do the math. Okay, minus 1 from you know, pile and add 1 to deck, or vice versa. If I delete it from somewhere, I was like, all right, delete 2 from deck and add it back into, you know, the box or whatever, right?
I feel like gone right now. I have steam coming out of my ears.
But no, that should be some easy math that I can program in there. It shouldn't be too hard at all. That's what I've been like thinking. Like, should I just do that? Like, I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it. Uh-oh. That sounds fun.
It's been decided.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it shouldn't take long at all. It's just simple math. You know, just when you're doing this shit, just add this here and add that there. It's just simple math. I think I said play some Smash. I think that's about it, really. I haven't like caught up on my reading or anything like that. I did see, have you seen that one movie, Don't Look Up?
No, I keep hearing about it, though. I haven't watched it. Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio and, what's her name? Freaking the blue chick from X-Men.
Yeah.
Katniss, you know?
Yeah, the chick that they put her in everything. I forget her name, though. Yeah.
Well, she's in it, too.
See, there you go.
Yeah. Right. it's a pretty cool movie. It's like one of those like almost like dry humor type of movies. Like it's supposed to be like kind of serious, but then it's funny because like you're dealing with people that like are like stupid. You're like, oh my god, there's so people like that just like that either like just don't care about shit or they care about it too much in a weird way. Like it's one of those type, it's a funny movie. It's like one of those smart type of comedy, kind of almost dry humor, like reality type of like just making fun of life, you know, like type of thing. It's funny. I think it's a good watch. Check it out. It's on Netflix.
Did you hear about how it initially got really bad reviews because a bunch of media outlets and news reports and sources wanted to burn that movie?
Why?
I don't know. I guess something about anti-establishment in that movie. And then apparently they got a whole flood of bad reviews that turned out to not like really be real. They were like kind of generated.
I can see where some hate will come from that shit though.
Yeah, I don't know what they talk about in it, but apparently some corporations or some people were mad about what they were trying to say with it.
The premise of it is like there's a meteor, like the small science team like finds a meteor, like, you know, its trajectory is about to hit Earth like within months, and they go out and tell like the world, but people like don't care, like, okay, so it's coming this way, that's cool, we take pictures and stuff. Yeah, it's like, no, it's gonna hit Earth. Is it really? You know, like, it's kind of like that type of shit. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. How you know that there are people that it would be like that and shit?
Yeah, exactly. It's well, you know, we'll just deal with it. If it looks like it's really gonna hit it, we'll deal with it, you know. And then the countdown's happening, shit's happening, and it's like getting closer, and then people like are finally worried about it. Like, we tried to tell you about this months ago, and now you guys are actually seeing it, and now you guys are worried. God. Like, yeah, it's kind of like one
sounds
of those
frustrating.
Yeah, it is kind of frustrating. It's kind of funny. So definitely a good watch.
It reminded me of that whole alien thing about how, you know, aliens are real now. And no one there. You see? Right? Moving on.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, I feel like that's a perfect example of what you're talking about.
Maybe
right
that's what it's based on, too. I feel like that's what it's based on shit like that, where, like, you know, someone discovers something, talks about it, and then people are like, okay, cool, or yeah, whatever, you know. And then when it comes to, it's like, oh, shit, this shit's fucking real. Like, that's what it is. It's, like, about that type of thing.
It's going to take a motherfucker walking off a spaceship for people to take it real.
Yeah, like, take it that shit falls, it like comes out of the sky, like, oh shit, okay, cool selfie, effects, whatever, selfie. Yeah, right. And then finally these fucking weird things come out of the shit with guns and shit. You're like, oh, wait a minute, this is for real? Like,
oh my god, that's so scary because it sounds like that's probably what's going to happen one day. Anything else here in Focus Week then?
Transformers, that Netflix series.
You keep watching it finally?
I finally caught up to like the Beast Wars part of it.
Did you get over it? Are you cool with it now?
Yeah, like, cause again, like, it's, I don't know, it's the first few like seasons, it's like so, it feels like so like political type. It's like a lot of dialogue, not a lot of action going on, and you're trying to figure out, like, they're just fighting with each other just over, like, this feels like just politics type of things the whole time. But finally, when they actually land on the freaking on this planet where they you know, come across the actual, they come across the Beast Wars, I was like, it's not Dame transforming into, you know, those future Beast Wars, they actually meet them. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Just like how Megatron got to meet Galvatron, right?
Exactly.
Galvatron, I'm sorry.
No, Galvatron.
That's his name, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that whole thing happens too, and then, I don't know who Galvatron is, actually, and just watching the show, I kind of learned who he is.
I was going to tell you, because actually,
Galvatron is Megatron.
Yeah, he's a different version of Megatron that was upgraded later on in the old show. Mm. And then, yeah, this timeline is catching up with that future version of him where he fucking pumps himself up.
I'm feeling like I'm learning about past Transformer shit and then kind of seeing that connection. Because I watched a little bit of Beast Wars here and there. Like, I don't know the whole story, like, per se, but, like, I watched it. But seeing this, I was like, oh, I get it, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I get the little remarks or the title, like, you know, the hints to the old shit that they're kind of hinting at here mm-hmm. and there. So that's pretty... Have you seen the Transformer shit at all, the Netflix?
Yeah. We talked about it before. Oh, okay. I saw it first, too. I didn't watch the Beast Wars season.
No, okay, yeah, well, that's there. I think there's
one. I remember everyone was hating on the voices.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't watch it. Because people wouldn't shut the fuck up about how bad the voices were.
But the voices are not that bad, honestly. But the Beast Wars ones, I don't know, kind of threw me off.
No, I'm not talking about the Transform. I'm talking about the Beast Wars
people
ones.
Are... It's Will. You heard Will complain.
No, Will's not the only one. Everyone I know that was watching that show was bitching about the voices. Even my coworkers. Even Danny. He didn't like it either. Remember? He was like, man, I don't know.
Like, everyone doesn't like, or like, at least the hardcore fan, like, are upset that Optimus Prime doesn't sound like Optimus Prime. I think it sounds fine to me, honestly.
Well, I'm talking about the Beast Wars characters specifically.
Oh, yeah, the Beast Wars characters, yeah, they're kind of off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, everyone who's been watching it, period, not traditionalists, everyone has been bitching about the Beast Wars voices. That's why I didn't watch it.
I like them, but they're not like, it's not like horrible. But the one thing that bugs me is Megatron, like the dinosaur Megatron voice, and Dinobot's voice. I feel like they should have been flipped. Because the Dinobot voice, he's like a mean and he sounds like really rugged and buff and stuff like that. But then the Megatron, he sounds like a little bitch and stuff like that. Like, I'm like, they should have flipped their voices. That makes more sense because Megatron's a bigger one. He sounds like he should have that deeper like voice.
But yes, isn't he the one who used to talk like that?
Yeah. I don't know, but that's the only thing that really bugs me about the whole thing. Other than that, all the other voices are not bad. Like they don't bug me too much. I'm wondering people like just remember the Beast Wars voices so well and comparing it to that. But I don't have really good memory of the voices, so like I'm good with it. I enjoyed it. Actually, I enjoyed this Beast Wars series more than the previous version. Like I was actually like, oh shit, like paying attention the whole time. I think I killed it in one day actually, because there's only like 6 episodes and everything. Oh, speaking of killing shit, I finished did I talk about it already? I finished Silicon Valley.
No,
I finished Silicon Valley, the HBO series. That was funny. That was good. And again, just seeing like, I don't know, that movie, that show's good. It's good. Did you finish it?
No.
Okay.
I only told you for like 6 years to watch it. Remember?
And then I finished it before you?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I was waiting for your bitch ass, you know?
Well, I finished it. I like the ending. It's funny. It's kind of like also like kind of sad, but yeah. It's
just like the whole show.
Yeah. But that was a good series too. Yo, so.
Best moment. I mean, I've seen, I think 4 seasons, maybe 5 seasons of it. I think I saw 4 seasons of it. Man, the best joke was when they named it Pied Piper and they accidentally like linked it to a pedophile ring. And there was like, yeah, it's actually getting a lot of children's views too. It's kind of like the name. Like, I was like, oh my god, don't say it. It's like it's kind of like the tradition of the name that it's based off of. I was like, don't say it out loud. Like the whole time he was building up to say it, I was like, stop it. That show is so fucking funny, man.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious for sure.
You said you weren't bothered by T.J. Miller being gone, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Or Ehrlich being gone? No. Ehrlich?
Yeah. See, I wasn't too. I was bothered at first, but then I kept watching and it was fucking just as funny without him.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah. But it was hard at first. First 2 episodes, I was like, he's really not going to be in it, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was hard to get used to. But yeah, certain.
But in a way, too, because like he kind of like slowly got written off in a way, right?
Cause yeah, he was in it a little less than that last season.
Yeah, exactly, right? I think because of that, I got used to him not being around.
Oh, mission accomplished then. Yeah. They did a good job.
Because and then the way they showed like he was gone, it was like, okay, so he's stuck there. And then, like I was kind of waiting for him to come back, but then he wasn't. And then they would still like talk about him, mention him once in a while. Like, okay, that's cool that they're still talking about him. Even up until the last episode, they still talk about him once in a while.
He doesn't show up again?
Doesn't show up, though.
Wow, even more.
Or actually, no, he doesn't show up.
Yeah, I like how you had to think about it. No, he doesn't make it. Damn, I thought they would at least have him show up in the last episode.
You know what? It got close. I'm not going to say anything, though, but...
Okay, yeah, I'll finish it one of these days.
Yeah, but it's funny, though. But yeah, check it out. Finish it if you want. I think that's... I feel like I watched one other thing that I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what it was.
All right.
But definitely those 2 things I wanted to mention.
For me, I've been integrating the new... for Digimon, the new EX1 cards came out, so I've been slowly integrating that into my deck.
Oh, yeah, have we talked about that? We each got a box?
Yeah, no, we'll talk about it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 2 boxes initially for myself, and you know, the set was so small. Not that it wasn't good. It was a good set. It was just small.
Yeah.
So I was already kind of done with it by the end of my first box. And yeah. I was like, AJ, you want to split this last box? Which he was already kind of down for.
Yeah.
So we split it. And I was like, oh, you know, that wasn't a waste. I got a couple of hollows I didn't think I needed. And
yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I feel like I'm missing now. It's like all the common ones. I feel like I have too many I feel like I have playsets of all the like common cards for sure.
I know, dude.
Like, I feel like that set's done. I feel like... I think I can literally go and just buy some of the holos and have the whole set. Like, I don't think I've ever had a whole set of anything.
Wow,
like, I feel like I could do that, like, easily right now. Because there's not a lot. That set's not really big.
Yeah, very short.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been... But, you know, very useful and game-changing cards in there. So I've been kind of integrating them into my deck a little bit.
I want to make a purple deck. Like, I was looking at other purple decks, and, like, they kind of have the same idea I want to do. And a lot of the cards, I think I could just build a whole new deck without pulling anything out of other decks right now.
I was kind of thinking about doing that with purple, too, because... I kind of want to build a Tidemon deck.
I'm going to fuck with that retaliation shit.
Ooh. Okay, that new...
With the Wizardmon and shit like that? Yeah.
They say that's one of the better cards out of this classic set, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Digimon, working some of those into my deck. What else have I done? Smash Brothers. We didn't really fight. We just kind of did a little training mode where we kind of... taught the guys how to fight a little more in Smash Brothers.
Doesn't it bring you back to the old days?
It does, man. Whipping Will and Danny nonstop. Occasionally Edwin.
You know, I'm just waiting to be like, bomb! Where's your bomb?
Where's your bomb?
I already have a bomb. Get another bomb!
You know, I almost...
Get two.
I came close to saying they should both be pick up Young Link or Adult Link to mess around with the air control, but I didn't want to start doing the bomb thing. Yeah. I was like, no, we're going to do this all day. And me and AJ aren't going to be able to stop laughing. And yeah. It's like, so I just didn't bring it up yet. But that's a good character to get used to the air control with. We used to use him because the L canceling was more visible with Link, right?
Yeah, but L canceling is like not a thing anymore.
No, it's not. It's time canceling now. You know, you got to wait for the move to run out and hit the ground at the right time.
I guess that's what you call it, huh?
I mean, I just made that up. I don't know if that's what people call it, but it makes sense to
me. Start going around. You know how to time cancel? Like, the
you were like, the fuck is that, right? So, Smash Brothers, that's been pretty fun. Getting a little better at that, learning how to control my characters more. Fucking learning more about Sephiroth and Cloud, because those fools are fucking annoying, dude. Their range, man. The range is so real.
The Sephiroth, man.
Yeah, but some of those weird-ass B moves that Cloud does, too. I'm like, what that limit break thing? I got to learn what all those do, because those will kill you, man. Very low damage. Other things, Cobra Kai. I finished season 3. It's fucking great. I'm loving it. I love the... Oh, wait, let me say before... You know what?
Spoiler warning, in case you haven't finished season 3 of Cobra Kai.
Yeah, this last... I'm going to give you guys one more warning before I talk about it. I'm going to mention real quick, just something, you know, small at the end of season 3 that I thought was good, because I don't want to get into too much spoiler, but, man, I love that they played that Era of the Night song at the last part, all epically, as they got fucking finally got their schools together, you know? I was like, damn.
I'm not familiar.
It's such an 80s song, you know? Like,
yeah.
But I was like, that's a great song choice to have, you know, and... Yeah, if you don't know the lyrics, you're like saying like how long I've been waiting for this moment forever, you know, and that's the whole point. It's like Danny and Johnny actually are good.
Okay, so, yeah, that's anyway. Right.
But yeah, so number 3, season 3 was even better than season 2, which is saying a lot because season 2 was wild, man. I feel like season 2 was like the chewing exams of Cobra Kai, you know, with that whole rumble they had.
Yeah.
Super disappointed. Only thing that disappointed me. No Aisha and no fucking Stingray. I'm really annoyed by that. I wanted to know where they were going to play in this whole Cobra Kai thing, side they were going to join. Like,
they got freaking kicked out.
That's stupid. They got ridden out. I wanted to see where they were going to play into this whole thing. And like,
yeah, but yeah,
I looked into the Aisha thing. And apparently, they might have written her out because she got skinny or something like that.
What?
Yeah. She doesn't look the same anymore.
That's funny.
And people are saying that maybe they're going to use that after all and bring her back in soon. But I don't know, man. I'm like, that's fucking lame. I'm like, and Stingray, I don't know what happened with him. I didn't look into him yet, but.
All right. Watch season 4. You'll get more details on them.
Better. I was really annoyed.
Told you what happened, though. Like, they
it's
got.
It's stupid, though. It's not good reasons. I'm like, that sounds like they wrote them out. Like, you know, like, I hate
one
that
dude's
shit.
On probation, and the other, like, her parents. They said Aisha's parents were, like, so disturbed about the whole thing that they just moved and took her to, made her go to a different school.
That's not in character with Aisha. She would have fucking found a way to show up and be there at Cobra Kai shit. Like, that's. From what we've seen of her, like, she would make that happen anyway. She wouldn't care.
They say she moved to, like, Santa Barbara or some shit.
I did, They didn't give that detail, did they?
Yeah, no, they did. They actually
Santa Barbara?
Yeah,
really?
They named the city, the town is like kind of far. Oh, or okay. Oxnard, maybe is what they said, maybe something like that. So something far that way.
Oh, maybe I missed that part. Okay, it's even the way. Either way, it sounds like they wrote them out. I don't like it. Yeah. I feel like they would fucking.
They kind of did.
They definitely show up to be there for be part of it in some way at some point. You know.
Right.
I just don't imagine both of them would just leave this alone and not be talking to anybody on the phone about it or not showing up at something. You know, it's it's hard to believe. This is literally my only complaint about the whole series. It was really good. Otherwise, everything was tight. Well, I want to say I love it, but I didn't get... I realized I had never seen Karate Kid 2 as I was watching that. I was like, yo, every time they flash back to 1 and 3, like, I kind of like, okay, I kind of remember this. 2, I was like, this is foreign as fuck to me. I've definitely not seen Karate Kid 2.
It's because it's Japan doesn't mean it's foreign, dude.
That's like, why it's extra foreign, you know? Yeah, so I realized I hadn't seen it, so I was like, I gotta watch that movie again.
But yeah, I think seeing those flashbacks kind of helped me understand what the fuck was going on.
I mean, they explained it.
Because I never seen all movies and then they kind of show you a flashback. Like, oh, okay, I kind of get what's going on, and then they give you more story. Then they go back to the flashback, like, oh shit, okay, this is what's going on. So it definitely helped.
Mm-hmm. So I got to see that character chosen. He got to teach Daniel some secret techniques of the Miyagi-Do. You know.
Oh, I gotta ask Steven too. Oh man, we just saw him the other day. I wanted to ask him. But so there's like this joke in How I Met Your Mother. Mm. Have you seen How I Met Your Mother? Do you know the joke about Karate Kid? No? All right. Well, there's one dude, Barney, played by, Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's kind of like weird sometimes about certain things. He's really specific about certain things that he likes and what he does and all that, right? And when Karate Kid comes up, he's like, oh yeah, I love Karate Kid. Man, that Daniel Russo guy, he's such a bad guy, right? You know, the real star was Cobra Kai dude. What's his name again?
Yeah, Johnny Lawrence.
Johnny Lawrence. Like that, he's the real, like, you know, protagonist. Yeah. The antagonist is actually LaRusso, you know? And everyone just looks at him like, we're like, are you sure you saw that movie? He's like, yeah, I watched it. And why does everyone like this Danny LaRusso kid? Like, he was the bad guy, clearly, you know? Like, he's always arguing that, and it comes up once in a while throughout the episodes, right?
Yeah.
And then spoiler warning, if you don't mind it, because I'm not sure you want to see it, but it's just a funny thing that happens.
You want to go for How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, and How I Met Your
not
Mother.
For Cobra Kai, not for Cobra Karate Kid.
Not for Karate Kid.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so he is having, I don't know, like a birthday or a bachelor party, something like that, and then they're going to surprise him, right? But they purposely make the whole party, like, horrible for him, and he's just, like, upset at every little thing that's happening, because it's the crew that's, you know, his friends are doing it on purpose as a big surprise, just purposely just pissing him off and always doing the worst thing.
Why?
Just because of the big reveal at the end where everything kind of flips on him. He's like, oh my god, this was a perfect one, right? And one of the things is, like, they bring a clown in to kind of like, hey, happy birthday,
clowns.
Yeah, I think he hates clowns or something like that. Yeah, but like toward the end, it turns out the clown was Johnny Lawrence the whole time, and he wipes off his mask and he fucking, you know, he's like, oh shit, the star of Karate Kid, you know. So
he even said the star. That's
And it was actually him too. It was actually the actual actor too. And I feel like maybe that was the prequel to getting the whole thing started with the whole Cobra Kai series too. Actually,
well, almost. You're. I think that's definitely a building block on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But what actually came from was a YouTube video even before that. I think because in this video, I think this video is pretty old. It's like from like mid-2000s or like something like that.
Okay.
And it says, I think it's still on YouTube.
Cobra Kai never dies, to say that.
No, it says it's still on YouTube. I think it's called Daniel's Not the Hero or something like that. I think that's what it's called.
That's funny.
It's like a 20-minute video, and it's like satire. Like, saying it, but they're kind of joking. Mm-hmm. But they're still saying it and making points, you know?
And I think that's the same thing that that Barney would do in How I Met Your Mother, too.
I think that they're referencing that YouTube video in How I Met Your Mother.
Probably, yeah.
And then this all led to the fucking Cobra Kai being made, which is hilarious.
And I always, like, ever since I started watching this shit, I'm like, oh, man, I would love to see a How I Met Your Mother episode where, like, Barney kind of sees this shit and just fucking blows his mind and everything like that. Damn. Like, I would just love to see that
shit. Well, now they're doing How I Met Your Father. Maybe it'll come up.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too. Actually, too, so they in the very last episodes of How I Met Your Mother, you kind of see the future here and there. And then one of the main dudes, Marshall, he ends up becoming a judge of New York because he starts as a lawyer. You know, because he's a lawyer and all that, and eventually he becomes a judge, right? And then they show in the future he's an actual judge, how he wins it and all that, right? So I'm wondering right now if we'll see him in How I Met Your Father as a judge. You know, maybe one of these characters happens, something happens to them, that'd they have tight. To go to court,
go to jail
and it's him right
court.
There. Like, that's what I want right now in this series. They're only 3 episodes in. Oh, I also find out what happened now. I told you how they said In Memory of Bob Saget. It's because they released 2 episodes in one day. They did a pilot and like we're wondering, like, how the fuck did they get this shit out so quickly? Like, I thought the series just dropped like 2 weeks ago. It happened to be dropped that week, and they dropped 2 episodes, so it wasn't that, you know.
I don't see why that makes a. I'm confused. I don't see why that makes a difference about the Bob Saget thing. Because I know we were trying to wonder like how they did it so fast.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But, and it wasn't that they did it so fast; it was that they had a whole week or two to do it. Because I thought, like, you know, the Bob Saget thing happened one day, and 2 days later, the first episode of the pilot dropped, and then they added that in. That's not what happened. It's just that week that I saw that episode was the exact same, like, day. Maybe even the exact same day, actually, that.
I see. Okay.
And it was 2 episodes. Because there was 2 episodes there, I thought the first episode came out a week before, and then I just caught the second episode, but I happened to just catch them both, because they both dropped the same day. Right. If that makes any sense.
Okay.
And oh yeah, Tai Chi, you're here. You said there was some type of joke in Cobra Kai about How I Met Your Mother, and I think I missed it, but it was season 4. So never mind. Don't tell me, because T's here.
Yeah, don't tell me. All right. Other things from Am Focus Week. I don't know. I forgot where I was at.
Yeah, just talking about Cobra Kai.
Yeah, Cobra Kai. What else did I do this week though? I did other things. Can't remember anymore now. But yeah, Cobra Kai, really good. I like it. Fighting's good. I think, I don't know, maybe Hawk's my favorite character. I don't know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I like a lot of characters. I like Miguel, but they Rock Lee, my boy, so he hasn't been doing much until now. He's kind of got back involved now.
Yeah, I like Hawk. I kind of like Robbie, even though he kind of like goes and does the stupid shit once in a while.
I don't like that fool. No. I hate his face. I hate his attitude. Yeah, I kind of like
his story, you know, in a way, like what he's going through and all that shit.
He's a very interesting character.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Interesting to figure out where he's going to land.
I actually like, what's her name, homegirl that just came through?
Tori,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and she, apparently, because Carla keeps bringing this up, because every time she watches, like, it's so weird to see her, like, fight and talk shit, because she's a Disney girl. Like, she's from Disney Channel and from one of those shows.
Tori?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, Cobra Kai's just pretty crazy, man. It's just tripping me out how good it is. And the more I see it, the more I'm like, man, they really did mess up Star Wars. Because I'm like, I know they seem. Yeah, they just, like, they seem so different, but they're very much the same story. It's like about the kids of the main characters and the generation continuing and how they're still caught up in all the shit, the old shit from me. But Star Wars just fucking bombed it. Like, and it's so perfect in Cobra Kai. So it's like, interesting to see how they could easily have fixed it. You know? Like, very easily. Anyway. Yeah, that's the main stuff. Been reading that Venom comic. That's been pretty crazy. And I think that covers the InFocus week for me. Yeah, so don't forget, we're on Stitcher, Spotify.
Live on Twitch.tv.
Yeah, you can email us questions or things you want us to talk about on... AdamFocusPodcast@gmail.com.
Collision28.com. Go join our Discord. Go to collision28.com/Discord. That should give you a link. I think there might be a clickable link around there somewhere. Twitter, AdamFocus28. IG, AdamFocusPodcast.
Tai Chi sent you a message, though. Something about Top Gun. News!
Okay! This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right. So, you want to kick us off, AJ, or shall I?
Go for it, because you probably have more than me again.
Okay. So, I don't know if anyone knew this was a thing. I didn't really realize this. Maybe we covered this when it happened. But did you know Mattel had lost, like, the rights to do Disney Princess toys?
Oh, no. Interesting.
In 2016.
Oh, shit. That's a while ago.
That's why their company's been taking a dive for the past few years, because they haven't been the exclusive Disney Princess toys.
That's interesting. So who has the rights now? Oh,
Hasbro.
Hasbro's just taking over, man.
Oh, no. Yeah, they got the rights in 2016, which makes sense, because Hasbro was kind of on fire around that time. Remember, like...
Yeah.
And so, I guess...
And they've been doing a lot of, like, cool shit recently, too, actually.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Hasbro was kind of killing it. they were taking the spotlight. So I guess that you know, Disney kind of went over to Mattel. You know, I mean, went away from Mattel and over to Hasbro. But Mattel has announced just this week that they will be getting the Disney princesses back starting next year.
Okay.
They want you and everyone else to know it's coming back.
That's probably why the princesses have looked different, because they always looked like Barbies in the past.
Yeah.
And they have looked a little different recently, so, huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so funny. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. They were a very specific Barbie-looking thing before.
Yeah, because Barbie does, or Mattel does Barbie, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I guess this also included Frozen toys, and that's why you haven't seen those with Mattel either. It was Disney Princess and Frozen toys. But like I said, 2023, they'll be coming back. This, their first line will include toys, you know, most likely princesses, from Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Brave, whatever the fuck that is.
You seen Brave?
Cinderella, Little Mermaid, Pocahontas, The Princess and the Frog, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and Tangled, as well as live action. What? A live action version, oh my god.
Of what?
Of Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, Mulan, and
there's a live
Moana.
Action Mermaid? Little Mermaid?
Yeah, I guess so. That's weird.
I haven't seen that yet.
Well, it's not out yet.
Oh, okay. There's one coming out, though?
Yeah, there is one coming out. One of those famous singer chicks is going to be the Little Mermaid. She's pretty famous.
One of those famous singer chicks.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But yeah, so I guess they're coming back.
Ariel is black, apparently.
Yes, the singer that's playing her is black. Yeah.
So it's not Beyonce? No.
Stop
it. another thing about Hasbro real quick, too. I saw Micro Machines are back. I was like, who the fuck brought Micro Machines back? Hasbro did. I'm like, whoa, that's weird.
Micro Machines.
But Micro Machines are back.
Yeah, you like those, don't you? That's one of your favorites, or one of the ones you liked?
Micro Machines, not really, but if I was one that like them to come back so I can like get into like collecting them, because they're only around until we were like, I don't know, in first grade or some shit, and then they're just disappeared off the face of the earth forever.
I definitely don't remember the commercials being around for very long.
Yeah. Apparently Awkwafina is going to be Flounder, which that's kind of weird, because Flounder is supposed to be a dude, right?
So yeah. Maybe she'll be doing like... she has kind of a strong voice, like almost a male voice. Maybe she could be playing a little boy Flounder.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, that can make sense.
I feel like she's more annoying than Flounder. Flounder's not really like... That's funny. I don't find him to be annoying like that.
I kind of do. Oh, no. I guess the crab is a little more annoying.
Yeah. The crab and the seagull. Like, Awkwafina should have been the seagull.
I forgot about the seagull.
Yeah, she should have been the Scuttle.
I don't remember their names.
Scuttle. She should have been Scuttle.
Interesting.
All right. Other news real quick. eBay has made some very specific rules, most likely as a response to Logan Paul and his whole situation, the shenanigans they had going with that.
I learned some shit about that.
So eBay now announces a mandatory card authentication for service for Pokemon and other collectible cards for sale. So
wow,
you have to go buy another authentication by a third party if you want to sell cards over $750 worth, whether they're in bulk or individual cards.
Hmm.
This number will eventually bleed down to 250 prices and more. All these things are going to need third-party classification before you can sell it.
Do they care like which company like rates these cards or whatever? Or?
Yeah, there's certain companies that...
That they'll accept.
Yeah, because there's like an authentication card you get, and only certain companies will give you that authentication card. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
And it's gonna take 7 to 10 business days to recreate this, to make this happen every time.
That's crazy.
So that means packages are gonna just take longer. It's gonna be longer for you to get your Pokemon cards from now on.
Mm. You know, it's one thing that's like crazy about that whole Jake Paul thing. Almost exactly a year ago. Because you know how we just did our year predictions and all that?
Yeah.
And so I had to go back 1 year to see what we previously predicted, see if we were correct and all that. As I was like going through that episode, we talked about Jake Paul getting his hand on our first edition base set Charizard in that episode. I was like, oh, shit, we actually talked about that. I don't remember talking about that.
Wow.
And then also remember when he had that fight with Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
And around his, which is a story that I brought up, around his neck, he wore that Charizard, all case and
everything. I remember that, right?
And like we had talked about how he got it, and we talked about how he wore it. Like I put those two together because I completely forgot we even talked about him even getting that Charizard, right? I looked into him real quick to see his whole Charizard thing and what was going on with that. And apparently he was out going around buying up first edition boxes. You know how people collect shit, hold on to things forever, or shit just gets lost. People find things and they realize, oh shit, this is like valuable, right? Jake Paul, or Logan Paul, actually went around and collected, you know, all these first edition, paying like tens of thousands of dollars to get to buy these boxes off of people. Original base set Pokemon cards, first edition sets, right? And he went around and got a lot of them authenticated and all that. He did a whole box opening live on stream. He had other people bid on packs, and he would open them for them on stream. And then, you know, he will send out the cards to them. And he pulled, I think, 3 Charizards and like 2 Chanseys out of one box. I was like, fuck. And they're all first edition, too. And
damn. Those,
and then also, I forgot which company, the grading company, did it. But there was someone there. So as soon as he opened the boxes, he can pass it over to the guy, and he will like quickly authenticate. Oh yeah, this is legit. This is clean. This is prestige and everything.
Damn.
He's going to get a 10 rating and all that. And then also for that whole event, as he sent them away to get graded and everything, they're also going to put special authentication saying this is opened by Logan Paul. So they actually put his name on the authentication too. So anyone that bought one of those cards, like that is supposed to like up the value because his name is on it too.
Wow, so now, they even do that?
So damn. Not only will it be like a base set first edition Charizard, but it'll also say
this is the one from the YouTube.
From opened by Logan Paul, like on the certificate and all that.
This is the Pokemon card.
Yeah. Okay. So and then those cards were like rated to be like, you know, thousands of dollars too, which is crazy. And then
that card is technically a celebrity.
Exactly, right? And then recently he tried to do this again. He's like, okay, I want to go up and buy more because there's more been popping up, this and that, right? And so he got a box, a brand new like sealed box. You know, remember back working in retail when a certain box would come from a certain company? You know it was from that company. You knew it was legit because the way the box was printed, the tape that was on it, right?
Yeah.
How it was possibly wrapped and everything. So you knew that was straight from the company. You know that shit was legit, right? So this box was from Wizard of the Coast. It had the Wizard of the Coast tape on it still. It is a Wizard of the Coast box. Exactly what you would see back in the day if you we're working at a card shop getting in, you know, Pokemon cards, right? And it said it was first edition cards. So he even took it to, like, you know, people that, you know, are professional in this, would look at the packaging, like, yeah, this is legit. The weathering on it all is all correct. The way the tape is laid out, how that got weathered, looks all correct. This looks like it's legit, you know, Wizard of the Coast first edition Pokemon cards from back in the day. And so he spent, like, oh my God, it was like, I think $3 million on that box or something.
$3 million.
Something crazy like that, right? Jesus. And they went ahead and opened it, and it was all fake shit. Like when they opened the box, the Pokemon boxes look kind of fake. They opened the boxes, there weren't even Pokemon cards in there. It was G.I. Joe cards in those Pokemon boxes. Someone went far out of their way to make a legit box look like first edition Pokemon.
I wonder
cards.
If they knew who they were selling to, if they were fucking with him.
And it went from, no, actually, he bought that box from a reputable dude who got that box from another reputable dude, but then, you know, it went through so many hands, maybe before that, they
somebody
don't know.
Did something.
But at least the last 2 or 3 people that had it were all like, yeah, this is legit. I'm positive this is legit. And so, it wasn't.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that was some crazy big news that just happened a couple of weeks ago, too. But another story that I didn't write down, but that I wanted to share.
All right. You ever heard of a company called Space?
Space
Entertainment,
yeah.
Enterprise.
No.
Yeah, well, this is a company that's trying to bring you the future of entertainment.
Oh, shit.
And apparently they're building a giant arena in outer space.
In space.
Not far away, so that certain movies can be shot in zero-G or things like that.
Oh, like a studio to shoot shit. Oh, wow, that's
a studio,
wild.
Yeah, movie studio.
That's crazy.
The timetable says it might be completed by 2024. And, yeah, this will be where next-level movies are shot with, stuff beyond physics. It might really blow our minds if the world can really do this.
What was
stuff.
That movie with, like, Sandra Bullock and stuff? Like, was it called
Speed?
Gravity?
Interstellar.
Interstellar, yeah. Imagine they reshoot that, but with actual physics. Because I remember when that movie came out, like, scientists would come through. Oh, no, that's not real. Like, you know, that's kind of fake. It wouldn't happen like that.
Yeah.
But now they can go out in space and actually, like, get legit physics out there.
Man, I smell a reboot.
Right? Or part 2.
An accurate one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Right?
Hopefully there's no war parts involved, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah, this is definitely happening. I was like, that's crazy.
It was Gravity. It was Gravity, Interstellar, either one.
I always wanted to see Interstellar, and I don't want to see Gravity. I heard it's just okay.
I think it was Interstellar that I was talking about. Whichever one where she got stuck out in space. I think that was Gravity, actually, huh? It's the Christopher Nolan one. Interesting. I don't remember. One of those. I need to see them. I've never seen them.
I've always heard they're very similar anyway. So
that's unfortunate. Anyway. But yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Who's making this? Do we know? Is it like Disney?
Yeah, I told you. I said,
oh, yeah, we said some space entertainment. Yeah, entertainment.
Space Entertainment Enterprise. Yeah, new company planning to bring the future of entertainment to you, AJ, as I said. 2024, though, they said it would be done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty crazy. That's nuts.
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
Man, what happens when aliens find that? And we had some crazy, epic, creepy-ass movie set in there, and they're like, damn, that's how these fools live. It's all like maybe like some shit you'd see in Alien or Predator. You know what I mean? They're like, damn, that's how these fools live. Like
it's like the next Jason versus Predator movie or something filmed out in space. Yeah, exactly. Right? And they walk in, they're like, what the heck?
They're like, man, humans are fucked up. Let's go home, guys.
It's not even. We had this whole system to be peaceful, and I don't think it's worth it.
We're gonna welcome you guys to the Federation. Oh shit!
Guys are some other shit. speaking of weird shit, Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. So apparently they got greenlit for a sequel, so that's going to be in the works.
Yeah,
the writer for it, same writer as Moon Knight, Jeremy Slater.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So
that's promising.
So once Moon Knight comes out, we watch that, then we'll have a better idea of how this next Mortal Kombat movie will go. But a sequel to it, which is I kind of expected it because that movie wasn't bad; it was pretty good, and they looked like they wanted to go ahead and do a sequel because they teased us some Johnny Cage and all that, right? So I guess that's where we're going with that.
Yeah.
Going to Hollywood.
Johnny Cage. It's time, man. I wonder who's going to play him. Let's see. Okay. So, that being said, Marvel this week has added 5 one-shots to their to their Disney Plus connection thing. If anyone doesn't remember the Marvel one-shots, for every MCU project that was coming out for the first 3 phases... maybe the first 2 phases.
I think it's the first 2, yeah.
For the first 2 phases, there was an accompanying short story or short movie or short, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, like a 10-minute video, yeah.
Yeah, kind of explaining something, maybe connected something to what you're getting, or maybe something totally random. You never know. It was kind of like the trailers, what it did with the trailers were doing, but, to kind of set up other things in the universe. If you didn't know, that's where we got All Hail the King, the first inklings of our guy, what was his real name in the end? The Mandarin?
I forgot his actual name.
I forgot his real name, too.
Oh, man.
But, yeah,
Trevor.
No, that's Trevor Slattery. What's the real Mandarin's name? What's his... Wen Wei.
Yeah,
that's where he first got, inkling that Wen Wei was out there, Like, he was going to fuck people up as the Mandarin. But anyway, 5 of these specials got added to Disney+. One of them, I think, is very strategic for what's going on. Maybe 3 of them, actually. One is Agent Carter's one-shot. For anyone that's never seen the Agent Carter TV series... This came out before the Agent Carter series and kind of got the show off of its feet, so people would actually want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Other one is The Consultant, which is where you start finding out about that little annoying fucker, the bald guy that was fucking shit up. He ended up working for S.H.I.E.L.D. even though he was with... he ended up working for Hydra.
Glasses.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That they kind of put over the side of the building and Winter Soldier.
Sitwell. Bitch ass nigga. Yeah. The Consultant, yeah. Team Thor Part 1 and 2, which are great. And Team Daryl. I don't think I saw Team Daryl. I think Daryl is Thor's roommate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so apparently there's a special called...
They don't even see, YouTube videos of that shit where, he was, had that roommate and...
Yeah, they're on Disney Plus now.
Oh, okay.
Because they were one-shots,
I didn't know that was a one-shot. What DVD or what movie was that, connected to?
I think Marvel put it out online.
Oh, wow. And then Tai Chain Chat said that all those one-shots were, for every movie from Thor to Thor 2. So within that time period, from Thor to Thor 2.
That's it? It wasn't more than that?
That sounds about right, because there wasn't a lot.
Yeah, it was, 20 of them, right? 15?
No, maybe? I think it was less than that, honestly.
10?
No, yeah, really? Maybe, 8 of them or something at most.
Oh, okay.
I can only remember, 2 off the top of my head, which is the one with All Hail the King, and then also the one funny thing happened on the way to Mexico, some shit like that.
Well, I remember the one with the 2 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. characters that end up not... they're only in the show. The 2 scientists from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there's one with them in it.
Mm, okay.
So there's another one.
Yeah, I gotta go back. Well, they're all on Disney Plus now.
Oh, no, only 5 of them.
Only
are.
5 of them.
Only
okay.
The 5 I told you.
Oh, okay. The rest of them?
Agent Carter, Consultant, Team Thor, Part 1 and 2, and then Team Darrow. I think All Hail the King was there for a little while, but they took it off. Mm. The Mandarin one?
Mm-hmm.
That was there for a little while, but it's not there anymore.
That was Avengers Item 47, I think the one you're talking about.
Item 47, yeah, that's right.
Ragnarok and Civil War, they had the Team Thor thing. Huh.
Yeah, so it's not just phase one and two. There's stuff, it's mixed in throughout there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you want to watch some of them and see what we're talking about, want a little extra fun Marvel content, check these out. They're pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure, I wonder if those one-shots are on those like DVDs I have back, or Blu-rays, mm-hmm. sorry. So, mm-hmm. gotta go find those. Make my some own damn streaming service of those.
Some of them are on there.
I know some of them are, yeah. But I have never gone and watched them all.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do that.
All right. Should I go again?
No, I got something. So Valve, the Valve Steam Deck. This is that handheld device. Looks like a Switch, right? Apparently, we got some details about this. So it's been pushed. It's supposed to be coming out this month, but that got pushed back. Apparently, now it's going to be coming out late February. So when it was first announced and the gate pricing and all that, they opened the floodgates to for people to reserve this. And the first few people that reserved the system on February 25th, they're gonna have 72 hours to go ahead and actually, you know, finish the purchase. So when they reserved it, they put like $5 down, and then now they're on the reserve list. You know, they're gonna be the first to, you know, be able to buy it. And then on February 25th, they got 72 hours to go ahead and claim that reserve and pay it off. And then they'll ship their shit in a few days after that. If they don't go ahead and go make their order within those 72 hours, then whoever's next in the queue, you know, will get the ability to take their spot and all that. So if anyone wants to go try to take someone's spot, just go ahead and start going to that. Go to Valve's website, whatever. Go try to reserve one right now. And then I think they said the first units will start rolling out on the 28th. So on the 28th, that's when it starts shipping out, I suppose. So I guess we'll be seeing these out in the wild, probably like early March or something like that. And then the new order batches are planned to roll out, you know, on a weekly basis. You know, they'll start rolling out small amounts because they're kind of having a hard time getting the pieces to build these machines and all that. And then in case you don't know what the Steam Deck is, like I said, it's like a Wii. It's a pretty much a PC, like about the size of a Nintendo Switch. I think I was saying Wii this whole time. It's a Nintendo Switch. So it's going to have a 7-inch screen, and just like the Switch, it's going to have the controllers on the side of the screen, right? It has gyro controls in it, kind of like the Switch does, kind of like the Steam controller, actually. It's going to have a built-in speaker and microphone. Also going to have Bluetooth in there, which you can use for like a headset or even controller or mouse and keyboard. And it's going to have a dock, which will allow you to connect, you know, to like an external display and all that, like a TV or something. Also allow you to connect Ethernet. It also has its own, or you can connect a USB-C hub where you can connect other things. And I like this picture, if I can kind of show this real quick. They also have this picture here of them, a freaking arcade stick connect to a freaking Steam Deck. That's freaking sick. That's exactly what I want too. Is like, can I connect my freaking controller to this? Because I can connect it to a PC. I should be able to connect it to this, right? If it's like a PC, and apparently you can based off that picture right there. So that's awesome. Someone has a Hitbox. Someone has like a Mad Catz TE there. So you'll be able to do that. And then the pricing on this, if you want a 64 gig system, $400. 256 NVMe SSD system. And the fact that it's NVMe SSD means you might be able to take it out and upgrade it yourself, right? Those are going for like $530. If you want to get a 512 megabyte system, $650. So kind of high prices there, but it looks sick. If I have money, maybe I'll get it, but I know it's not way too pricey for me right now. But yeah, look out for that. Coming soon. Can't remember the reviews on these two. People want to hack them and see if you can load Windows. Supposedly you can. Taiji says he has a Steam Link. I have a Steam Link too. The remote play device. I have a keyboard connected to it that has USB expansion slot. My stick worked though. Oh, cool. Lag suck though, yeah. If you do it over Wi-Fi, I heard it's not the best. But if you do it like straight, like length Ethernet cable, it's not that bad. I haven't tried it through the Ethernet cable yet. But I want to do that just to see how well that would work. Because I have one too.
All right. This other one's kind of news. A company, in order to help fight against the whole spread of COVID right now and promote the boosters, there's this company decided to use Mario Kart as their reference point. They have the rights to do it. I'll explain why later. But they're using Mario Kart as one of their promotional tools to kind of fight against it. You can play the video so people can see. Warning: this video is very cringy, as people are saying.
Boosted.
So watch, look. So, you know, they show him he takes off with a booster speed. Look.
Oh, my God.
What's going to hit him?
The coronavirus.
The coronavirus is going to come after Mario.
Omicron.
And hit him. So they're telling him they got to use the boost. Look.
Okay.
And they're saying it like this is, like, fact. Like, they're really just helping you, you know? And it's funny because if you look at the website, they're even, like, look, and he beat it.
Yeah,
know? Like,
yeah.
And everyone's just like, oh, yeah, everyone's like, you guys are trying so hard.
This
like,
is the COVID like, cup, too. I didn't even catch
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so it's a very cringy video about telling you to get your booster shot. But and you know what makes this even more cringy? You know who put this out? The Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of
Public Health.
Isn't that the guy who played Mario, John Hopkins?
No, it was. Oh my God, you might be right.
I think that's his name, bro.
Oh shit.
I'm like, so did they do this because it's a company under his name, right?
Well, John Hopkins, Bob
Hoskins.
Hopkins. Okay.
Okay, then that's just my brain telling
but
me.
But I know Johns Hopkins, like they've been the freaking organizers of like the whole COVID thing. They put up that whole website a couple years back when everything started to that whole map where it was like logging where people were getting it and we were seeing those big red spots. So
well now we have a new strategy and it's Mario Kart.
And it's Mario Kart, yeah.
And it's yeah. You should see people's comment responses to this video.
Oh, man,
it's fucking
right
hilarious.
Now?
You don't have to, but they're great. Yeah, they're great, man. I'm just like
emotional,
oh,
life changing, inspiring.
Yeah, words. Stuff like that. Like
this hurts.
Like that, I think those are the best examples. Life changing, and then this hurts. Like, you know, it's,
man, someone put this picture.
Oh my God.
I pity the person that was obligated to edit this shit.
Oh, I know. Huh? I didn't even think about that. That's funny. Somebody had to sit here and be like, motherfucker. Like, click, click, click. Anyway, yeah, if you guys want to watch this video yourself, or if for some reason you're not watching this live, you should definitely go check this out. The Johns Hopkins, you know. What, the Board of Health on their Twitter?
Jesus. Yeah, public health school. Public health, yeah.
Jesus, man. So bad. Boosted. He said at the beginning. Like,
Man, speaking of Pokemon, though, and Nintendo and all that, another story I didn't write down, but I just remembered right now. Apparently, someone made a first-person shooter game for Pokemon. Like, they legit got, like, Pokemon models, and it's like you're, like, in the freaking safari, whatever. And you have a little legit gun. I think it might be some type of like mod made over like Fortnite or like CSGO, Counter-Strike, something like that. But you're legit playing first person like shooting game. You have a gun in your hand. You see a Pokemon, you can legit shoot it with a gun. And the Pokemons have HP, and you get blood coming out of them and all that, and it kind of just faint. And this was a video that was going around like on YouTube and stuff for a couple days. They even like one shot a Pikachu. Pikachu came out of nowhere, shotgun, bam, killed it one shot. Like it was crazy. It was kind of weird to watch to see Pokemon actually like get shot by legit guns and all that in this game.
That is weird.
It was strange, man. And then of course, you know, it wasn't Nintendo that came through to shut them down. No. The Pokemon company came through to shut them down. He actually shut down. It was this one guy that made this whole thing. They shut him down everywhere. His YouTube channel got taken down. His Twitter got taken down. Like any other social media he might have had, all got taken down for like a good day. Kind of just like wiped off the face of the earth for like a minute. And everyone was like, what happened to this dude? He's just gone. And everyone was like, oh, that Nintendo money. Nah, it was the Pokemon company, man. Took him down.
Damn, they got just as much.
Yeah, but
even though they owned them.
But eventually, he came back on Twitter, and he was like telling everyone, like, yo, I'm okay, and I'll have an update about what happened. But pretty much, it was a cease and desist about the whole thing, right? But yeah, Pokemon Safari gone downhill pretty much. I never got to go see what he replied about that, but like I just thought that was kind of crazy that he developed something and of course got taken down like right away. But that thing he developed was just weird. It's like seeing like Mickey Mouse like do some like crazy terrible shit, you know, it was like something like that.
It sounds awful actually.
Yeah, man. It was weird. Anyway, that's something.
All right.
You want me to go on another one real quick though?
Well, you only have a few, right? So
yeah.
McDonald's has a menu hack thing going on. So I don't know if you've been hearing, people have been saying for years that, oh, McDonald's should have a secret menu, or rumoring that McDonald's has a secret menu, right? Well, on Wednesday, they announced that they're going to be doing something starting January 31st called McDonald's Menu Hacks, where you can order these things that they've made for a limited time just for this little fake memory menu. So basically, it's like they came up with fun menu shit just for this moment.
Mm.
And It's going to be a hash brown McMuffin.
Whoa, that sounds pretty good, actually.
A crunchy double. Fish filet, a surf and turf fish filet burger. A land, air, and sea burger, which I'm guessing will have beef, chicken, and
fish.
Fish, yeah, all in the same burger. The double cheese, the crunchy double, which will have 6-piece McNuggets inside of a cheeseburger.
Okay, they're getting crazy, dude.
This thing is crazy, bro. I mean, I don't eat McDonald's, but I respect that this is happening.
Yeah.
The surf and turf sandwich is going to be a double cheeseburger and a filet of fish sandwich.
Okay.
Put together. Yeah, man, this is some wild shit here.
I was expecting the McRib to be on there too, just because.
You know, I was wondering if it was here. I was looking for it, and it's not there. Looking for it earlier. I thought it would be here. You know.
I wonder why that thing comes and goes. Like, it's a thing McDonald's does on purpose. Well, McRib will come, be there for a month or two, and then it's just gone for a year.
Do you remember the Disney system called The Vault?
Yeah. It's like that. Yeah, it's the McDonald's Vault.
Yeah, they stole it from Disney, man. It's genius.
Yeah. I never had a McRib, but I don't know. I just thought that was weird.
I mean, I've never seen Cinderella in theaters either.
Right.
It's in The Vault. That's how it works, you know? But yeah, so if you guys are into McDonald's, which apparently the statistics show a lot of Americans are, you can get this in 4 days? 5 days.
Oh shit, that's coming up soon, that's right, huh?
Yeah, five days, it'll be available.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be openly advertised. You might have to ask them for it, I'm not sure. That part's unclear.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be a secret menu thing, right? So.
Yeah, you might have to ask.
Yeah, might just say it. Be like, oh yeah, of course.
Or just start ordering it and they just start taking it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there'll be posts out there. You can probably find them on the internet, a little menu.
Yeah,
you can go.
Probably. But yeah, so McDonald's hack menu. Keep an eye out for it. AJ?
So Guilty Gear Strive, that game's been going out for a while, right? For their DLC packs, we have a new character that they just announced. I have not seen this trailer yet. Oh shit, it's a long fucking video too.
Oh shit, this looks great though.
Right? A starter guide? What is this? Okay, well, biking was announced. I guess we're not getting the full, that was the trailer, but biking's in the game now. I guess she wasn't in the game before this. And people are kind of all hyped about it, talking about it. Especially with her new art in this new game. Everyone's talking about it, man. Because it's biking, you know?
Biking is my bitch.
Yeah, talking about her, you know? But yeah, this video here is just kind of the rundown of her attacks and everything. Apparently she has a couple of new things that kind of look cool. But I have not watched this yet. But anyone playing Guilty Gear Strive, if you got the season pass, will be available for you on the 28th on Friday. If you don't have the season pass, then you can buy her separately, just normal DLC shit, on the 31st, which will be on Monday, I believe. But apparently also what I've heard too, because I know there's a big tournament going down this weekend, Frosty Faustings over in Chicago. She's not legal in that tournament, so you can't roll into the tournament using her this weekend.
Don't even try it.
She's too brand new, guys, all right? As
it comes out. Don't even try it. Okay. Tyrion versus Disney. Peter Dinklage has been talking shit to Disney lately because they announced they're going to be doing a live-action version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And he doesn't fuck with it. He doesn't like the idea of it. I don't know. I guess he doesn't like the idea of the stereotypes of the dwarves or the way that the dwarves are portrayed because they're kind of simple and kind of stupid. He don't like it. Disney actually responded to Peter Dinklage and said that we do understand that those stereotypes are problems, and we already had some plans that we're going to rework to make it make sense in this new era going forward. And I think it's all got sparked because they announced that they were going to make Snow White Latina or something like that. Or the actress they picked is Latina.
Right.
And Peter Dinklage was like, oh, so you guys are going to do all these things to be more inclusive, but you're going to still fucking do this weak-ass story about these dwarves living in a little hole in the ground or something like that. And I was like, man, I didn't even really think about it like that. You know, so it makes me think that Disney maybe didn't think about it.
But how does he know that that's what they're doing though? Because they've been changing some shit here and there, right?
Well, that was their response to him. We actually have already thought about that, and we do have some plans about how to make the whole thing more inclusive and more fair to people that are dwarves. You know,
right?
Yeah. As far as I know, he hasn't responded to that yet. But I'm like, damn, Disney, you actually trying to do the right, or at least you're trying to make it seem like you want to do the right thing.
Yeah. I feel like they kind of have been trying to be more inclusive with their live action shit recently too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially just finding out right now that the Little Mermaid, she's supposed to be black instead this time. So that's cool.
And we have not one, but three deaf characters in the MCU now.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too, huh?
Makari, Hawkeye, and Echo.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I guess we'll see what they do first. Like, you know, like, and, like, I'm not surprised. Like, I kind of expected them to kind of, you know, tread those waters very, like, you know, safely and just kind of, like, make sure we're doing the right thing here. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they thought about that.
Yeah. Other piece of news. This is not really news, just kind of information, the things that are happening. Well, I guess that's what news is, isn't it? Mm. Jessica Jones has been trending both on Netflix and just in general in popularity. Now that there's rumors going around that Marvel may be trying to recast her.
Okay.
That, like I said, these are only rumors.
So
it's
funny
how rumors can become so powerful that now her shit's trending again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think Jessica Jones was like the last Netflix thing to come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, yeah, to get canceled. So we had to wait an extra little bit longer for her to be, you know, available to the MCU again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why that's kind of trending right now and why these rumors are coming out right now. Because, yeah, recast or bring her back, says Saichi. Recast her?
No, I'd prefer them just to bring back Kristen Ritter. She's just so good.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to be forced to try to believe somebody else again now. Like,
yeah.
You know?
And whoever did Luke Cage would be cool too, but like, everyone's upset with what they're going to do or like kind of worry about what they might maybe do with Iron Fist.
I feel like just don't get them, you know? It's so easy. Like, at this point, get anybody else, you know?
Damn.
All right. Yeah, but so, yeah, it's not really news, but that is happening. She's trending and, you know, the show's trending too, so it's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, Taiji was just confused about what you meant by you know, bringing her back. What are you talking about? Recasting her? Like, is she going to come back as in the same
actress? That's what you meant. Yeah, that supposedly Marvel doesn't want to bring Kristen Ritter back as Jessica Jones. That's the rumor. And so now, I think as a response, the fans are all watching her shit and fucking saying, save Jessica, you know, save Kristen Ritter and shit like that.
You know, I haven't seen that third season. Have you seen it?
No, I want to, but I haven't seen it either. I heard it was pretty good again.
Like, I don't even think I knew it was out until, like, I heard someone talking about some shit about it. I'm like, I don't remember any of that happening, you know? And then I heard someone mention, like, third season. I'm like, third season? There was a third season?
That was the thing you were talking about. That was the last thing to drop.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why they...
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it right now, too, because I know it exists now, but, like, when I first heard about it, I was like, what? And then it was already been out for, like, a year or two by the time I found out, too.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, no, but I'd be down for her to come back for sure, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, AJ?
You know, one of my favorite all-time characters, you know, if you can guess real quick without looking at this picture. No, Garfield, man.
Wow, more than Yoshi?
And, you know, probably Yoshi before Garfield.
That's what I thought.
You know, Garfield's older than Yoshi. I hated Garfield growing up, like when I was like, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old and all that. But once I was like in, like, sometime in elementary, I think it was like second, third grade, I read a Garfield book, like one of the comic Garfield books, and I was like, this shit's fucking awesome. And then it's been, you know, game over ever since.
Taxi says, hey, it's Heathcliff.
Oh, my God. How do you ban people again? Hold on.
There's a button for
it. Yeah, there is a button somewhere here. Hold on. So, apparently, Garfield has been greenlit for 3 games coming out within the next few years.
What kind of game is Garfield going to play? He's going to move.
He's had some games recently, too, actually, and way back in the past, too. So, apparently, there's a game that came out within the last, like, 5 years called Garfield Kart. That's a thing. There's an actual racing game based off Garfield and Garfield characters that looks pretty okay. It's like very similar to Mario Kart, of course, though. There was also a few years ago, after Pokemon Go came out, Garfield Go was a thing, too.
What?
It was, yeah, it was fun for like a couple days. It was like people talking about it, but then, yeah, it was kind of bad. I forgot what, there was something else that came out too that was kind of popular recently too. But a lot of those games, like, you know, they're kind of fun to talk about, kind of fun to like play for fun, but like they're not really, you know, that big. Even myself as a Garfield fan, I know to even just keep away from this shit too. Actually, I own I think I might still have a Game Boy Advance game that I was like, someone gifted me for like my birthday, like way back in the day. That game was kind of weird too. Even like getting it as a gift, I was kind of like, oh, thank you. But, like, I'm not going to play this, you know? Oh, yeah, Nick All-Star. That's right. He's in Nick's All-Star Brawl, right? So, yeah, Garfield kind of making a big comeback right now in some way. I don't know why.
He's having a renaissance.
Right? Yeah, he is getting a new animated show coming pretty soon, too. That's right. Or was it a movie? I think a new movie is coming pretty soon. And then rumors are he's going to be voiced by Chris Pratt. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn. He's on the roll.
But yeah, I mean, look out for 3 new games coming out soon. I mean, you know, I'll probably talk about it. I'll give it a look. I'm not sure if I'll play it or not, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I hope these all connect in some way. I hope they're not just all just three random games that don't connect. You know, if they can make like a trilogy or something, that'd be pretty dope. Yeah. I don't know what they would do though.
Okay, this one, Ahsoka Tano, the TV show that's greenlit after seeing Mandalorian season 2. You'll know what I'm talking about. But the character who's getting a show based on that show, there's a new actress that's been casted in it. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, a.k.a. Ramona Flowers, will be in the Ahsoka show with Rosario Dawson. We don't know who she's playing or what the role is going to be yet, but I love her in almost everything she's in, so I'm fucking pretty down with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's cool.
Yeah. So, just Mary Elizabeth Winstead being in it. Pretty cool stuff, you know. So, nice. She gets in all the cool nerd stuff, I swear. She got in The Thing. She got in Scott Pilgrim. She's on it.
She kind of was in a Cloverfield thing too, right?
Oh, she was. Right. Yeah, she was. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Still waiting for them all to meet. Her and the guy, the couple, and
that'd be a thing.
That's supposed to happen at some point.
She even she also married who? Ewan McGregor.
Obi-Wan McGregor.
Obi-Wan
Kenobi.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wild. He left his wife and his kids for her, so it's a whole fucking
thing.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. Pretty messed up.
That's wild.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy shit. It was all public and shit. Their kids hate her. It's pretty bad.
Oh man.
Yeah, I know. I was like, damn, man.
But she's Ramona Flowers, guys.
That's the problem. Like... You know, that's the whole problem. You know, they saw Scott Pilgrim.
He got Ramona Flowers. Like, you should be happy.
Oh, that's fucked up. Okay.
Oh man. Another news. Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty's like always doing some crossovers, right?
Yeah. And, Hello Kitty X Gundam, Hello Kitty X Spider-Man, everything.
Yeah, there's fucking like, I don't know why. There was Yu Yu Hakusho at some point, right?
Wait, what?
Maybe not.
I didn't know about that.
I don't know. What was it? Oh, but they did Street Fighter, Naruto. I think that I was thinking Naruto, actually. It's like, and yeah, a Song of the Hedgehog crossover, too. And then now they're crossing over with PC brands. They're crossing over with Razer. Razer's a PC brand. They do a bunch of peripherals, keyboards, mice, headsets, and all that, right? So they're coming out with stuff like this. No, I don't. Check this shit out.
Gaming chair.
A mouse and like keyboard, a headset, all this. So if you're a big Hello Kitty fan and you love some noobing. pony, there we go. Pony noobs on PC gaming and all that. Then you want to go ahead and get this shit right here. You got this cool ass mouse pad, this cool Razer. And it's all Razer shit, so it's all pretty legit.
Look at that Botsmaru. He's just ready to destroy some noobs.
Right? Always is, right? And then check out the headset, too. This is based off their Kraken headset, too, which is pretty, you know, pretty good. But they got the Hello Kitty ears with the little bow on there, too. It's all pink and white and all that. Check out the chair. Oh, even it has art on the back of it too. Look at that. Just look out for this coming soon. There's no exact date yet. We do got a few prices on some of these though. Like the headset with those cat ears, gonna be like about $120, which I think seems about right for that headset. Maybe like $80 plus is typically what it goes for. The mouse pad and keyboard, I guess, it's a combo set for $65. This chair right here going for about $500, what seems about right for gaming chairs, honestly. If you want the pillow, the lumbar support and all that, that's gonna be an extra $60 though. So it doesn't even come with this cool pillow right here. You gotta get that separately. But I mean, if you love Hello Kitty, then you probably won't matter, right? So you should probably just do it. But yeah, check this out. Pink tax for sure, right? The Hello Kitty tax for sure. That's probably the other thing behind
the
this too.
The Hello Kitty tax is real.
It is.
I only got a couple more
coming
things.
Coming soon. Me too. I got like two more things.
Okay, perfect. You want to go first?
I go first. Another nudes. The game Them Fighting Herds. Remember that game?
Yeah, the cows, right?
Yeah, with all the random farm animals and stuff, even a dragon in there. It was actually based off My Little Pony, but then they got cease and desist, so they got to change the characters.
Oh, I forgot that's what the base of this game was.
And then one of the creator of My Little Pony actually came through to help them kind of rebrand it so it's not infringing on My Little Pony.
That's pretty dope.
So that was pretty dope, right? Well, that little company called Main Six, which is like a little indie team, they actually got acquired by someone else called Macmium. Macmium Games. I don't know what they've done, and I was going to look into it, but I completely forgot what they've done in the past. But they're going to be the ones that are now, they own pretty much Them Fighting Herds now. Modest Games will be publishing the Then Find Herds in the future now. Which I don't know if this is going to be good or bad or not, you know. But you know, usually when a bigger studio acquires the smaller ones, it should be good, right, for the games there, because that means they'll get more support, maybe some more DLC in the future and all that. Because a small team like that, you know, can't really thrive on their own without some money. It's kind of hard to get money when you're smaller, but getting acquired like that might help. Hopefully it does. I guess we'll see. Hopefully they don't run this game into the ground. But I guess. They got some money now, I guess, right? I don't know.
I got paid. It's not Balrog. Damn, we need to have Balrog on the sound cue.
Oh, I didn't even set up the soundboard today, but yeah. But yeah, let's see what happens with this. Hopefully this game doesn't, you know, disappear off the face of the earth based off this. So hopefully it's all good.
All right. This next piece is not really news. It's kind of a rumor, but it's circulating pretty heavily, and I'm starting to believe it's true for how much we've been waiting for it. Everyone's wondering when Final Fantasy VII, the remake, Part 2 is coming out, because the one that came out last year is famously only Part 1.
Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of people are hoping for maybe, you know, winter this year. Rumors are saying it's next year.
Wow.
It's going
to make you wait like 2 years for the sequel.
And again, this is
I guess
not,
that makes sense.
It does, but it doesn't.
But kind of doesn't, right?
Because people already waited 20 years for it.
And that story's already told. It's not like they got to develop the story and everything,
yeah, there's nothing
right?
new coming into yeah. it. Yeah, so... Better chance of Final Fantasy 16 happening this year. I mean, I guess. Okay, there's a perspective from a Final Fantasy fan. Maybe our boy Taichi is saying that he prefers this because maybe it means Final Fantasy 16 will come out faster. Who knows? Maybe it will. But, yeah, all I know is that it's just kind of a shame because people have already been waiting 20 years for this game to be made. And then they gave you half. And then they said you got to wait 3 years for the next half.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of messed up, I think. I feel bad for you guys. But yes.
Hopefully it does come out sooner than. Hopefully it's all just actual rumors.
I hope so.
Yeah, as a prefers Final Fantasy VI coming out sooner, but.
Feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, AJ.
All right, my last story here. Kind of an update. So last month, I brought up a story about this guy, this YouTuber, goes by Totally Not Mark. He does a bunch of reviews on like anime, manga, and all that, right?
Yeah.
You know, heavy like on Dragon Ball Z and like One Piece and all that, right? And Toei, who owns those properties, took him down, took all his fucking videos down all like in one night, right?
They spanked him?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
And then he kind of had to like just go dark for a while as he kind of figured out how he's going to get his videos backed, you know, so he can make his money again, because his videos his channel is so big that he actually hires and has a small team of people to help him edit the videos and put stories together
and
all that.
Yeah.
And they got to get paid too, right? So he's kind of worried about all that, right? And he's like, I don't see why Toei's taking me down because, you know, this should be under fair use. I'm not distributing the movies or shows or the manga or anything. He's legit like commentation over it, talking about it, speculating over it and all that, you know, just showing glimpses and screenshots and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, this is pretty much all under fair use. Like, what the fuck? And then, yeah, so he went dark. Don't know what happened to him until just the other day, or maybe even just today, actually. He posted a video. He's like, I'm back. Here's what happened. This was going on. So apparently, because, you know, every time something goes down, YouTubers reach out to YouTube for help. And YouTube's famous for not being helpful at all.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people talk about it.
Yeah, you go to YouTube, you go to their, you know, email address, their the little web pages that people should go for help, and it's just an endless cycle of bots telling you, hey, have you tried this? Have you done this?
And if you don't like, have yes, an answer, yes, then it yes. just like kind of leaves you there.
Yeah, and you're kind of just in circles with bots or just other people telling you, oh, you need to try this, this, and that, and then you go try this and that, or I already did all that and that. We'll try it again. Have you done this? Like, you're like, plug it and unplug it and plug it back in, you know, like that type of shit. So he went through that whole process too, getting no help. But he came back and said that actually YouTube actually went out and contacted him. Someone from YouTube, a higher up, came through, talked to him about the whole situation. And like, he's like, yo, this thing's bigger than what you think it is. There's a lot of shit going down behind the scenes at YouTube.
This is all just
with
part of
Toei.
It.
Yeah, and he just happened to be caught in the crossfires in a way, right?
Oh, shit.
But one other thing was that Toei actually went to YouTube like, yo, YouTube, take this fool down. He has all our shit there pretty much, right? And then YouTube was like, nah, dude, this is all fair use. What are you talking about? And so Toei was like, all right, we're just going to do this ourselves. So they kind of went behind YouTube's back and started using their own system
to go
take down this guy. No, because of all that shit, So YouTube's like, yo, Toei, you broke our terms of agreement and all that shit.
We're suing the shit out of you.
Not that they're suing yet. I don't think it's gone that far yet. But now, like, YouTube had to go and, like, strike them in a way and kind of, like, stop them from doing what they were trying to do to this dude. And so there's just too much back and forth. And then plus, you know, this is all last month, right? This is all in December. So holiday season happened. Both Japan and the U.S. was kind of, like, on, like, you know, on holiday and all that. Yeah, right. And now they came back and, you know, telling them what was going on and all that. But yeah, so YouTube tried to help, you know, get his videos back in a way. And then Toei's over there claiming, like, hey, this is not fair use, whatever. But then, you know, the fair use laws are different in Japan than it is in America. So there's that whole argument there, too.
The downside of the internet, it blurs the country laws. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That, too, right? But yeah, so Toei broke some agreement with YouTube. YouTube's upset with them, too. And then now the YouTuber, also the YouTuber came out and was like, everything's fair use. Like, what are you guys talking about? And then so they went back to Toei. Toei's like, all right, YouTube's like, Toei, show us what videos, how they infringe and everything, right? Mm-hmm. And then Toei came back, was like, all right, here's a list of the videos that actually infringe, you know, because it's not everything. Mm-hmm. So here's a list, like half of it, like 68 of them or something like that, right? And then the YouTuber went through his videos and like, these are fucking totally random because none of these share the same type of principles or anything. Like, one of them was literally his hand drawings of, like, the anime or whatever that he was talking about. Rather than show actual footage, he was hand drawing shit. He had two videos like that. They were both the same video back to back. Only one of them got striked by Toei and not the other one.
He's just like, that's weird.
Yeah, they're just going random at this point. And even like a series that he went over, like there's two videos, like a part two, part one type of thing. And like one of the parts was like striked, but not the other one. And he's like, they're edited the same way, same type of footage. And why is only one of them? And he's like, yo, this shit's just random at this point, you know? So eventually, to fix this whole thing for now, YouTube's like, all right, this is what we're doing. We're just banning all your videos out of Japan. Once Japan can't see it, you'll be cool pretty much. So that's what happened. That was the end result for now. That's the, like, the little fix they had to come across. Now. Yeah. One thing that they also said that too is that, like, if YouTube came at it at a different angle, then it could have been all bad for him. But they could have just taken it down themselves and been
yeah,
like,
no.
If they like legally came out the right way with it, it could have been a different story, but they didn't, and they didn't want to get it to that point and have them realize, hey, if you come out of this angle, then we could do something.
Now, so YouTube didn't want him. They wanted that Toei money. They wanted to get it out of Toei. Like,
yeah. But yeah, so that's what happened. That's the fix for now, and maybe that's something for the future too. If anyone gets problems in the future, you know, maybe YouTube will implement some way where you can ban your videos out of certain countries, so then you won't get these, you know, copyright strikes and all that. But this is one of the first stories like people have heard where YouTube actually did something kind of right, because YouTube's always getting dogged on about doing shit stupidly and protecting the companies and all that. But this time they're trying to protect the actual user here, so that's new. And maybe that's something they're always dealing with that they don't talk about, who knows. But that's what's going on with him, and a lot of his videos are coming back now, so that's also a good sign too, that he can now go ahead and put his videos out again and continue to make his money off of those videos.
Justice for users.
So totally not Mark. If you want to go check him out on YouTube, check out some anime content, manga content out there that he talks about and discusses and all that.
I might have to just because they did that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, my last piece of news. Disney has gone through, I guess, maybe it's technically Marvel, but anyway, one of these corporate overlords that controls the shit we like has gone through and altered the order of their movies. For anyone that doesn't know, Marvel has the order of their movies, the actual chronological order, laid out.
Mm.
So you can actually see exactly what order the Marvel movies come out in, right?
Okay. Like the timeline, like how they're actually in timeline. Yeah, not the order we saw them in, though.
Right, in the actual order that they exist.
Yeah.
And that order, you know, without saying too much, I'll just say from the beginning, Captain America, then Captain Marvel, Iron Man 1, Iron 2, et cetera,
et cetera. So this is not just the recent Phase 4 shit. This is fucking the whole series, huh?
No, this is just something they have.
Oh, okay.
But it's one thing that they've changed specifically that I think might even answer some continuity questions people have been having lately. I mean, in the past year or so, maybe not anymore. I don't think anyone cares now, so it's funny that Marvel fixes it now.
Okay.
But they corrected it on their website and on Disney Plus to say that Black Widow happens before Black Panther. And that actually might fix a few little issues people were having. And the reason this is a thing is because a lot of people assume because of Civil War and its proximity to the release of Black Panther and the end credit scene of Civil War, everyone believed, and it's even been stated on their website, Black Panther happened after Civil War. Mm-hmm. And then Black Widow happened.
Right.
No, it's the other way. Black Widow happens, then Black Panther happens. So okay. Civil War, Black Widow, Black Panther. And then everything else progresses as it was.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly, but I just remember people saying there was like weird plot holes about where Wakanda was at and where Cap was at and all that stuff. And I wonder if this answers all those questions. I kind of got to sit down with it and wrap my brain around it to think
about
it.
Yeah, I got to think about it too. I got to go watch Black Panther again too to see what was going on in there that would make you think that it should be in a different order.
Yeah.
Like, what plot holes am I missing? Like, I don't feel like they overlap too much.
I feel like it was something to do with Natasha, and like people had a question about her being on the run and like why that made sense as to like after certain things were happening. I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but I remember it being a big thing for a while. People were like, this doesn't quite add up.
Yeah.
And I feel like this little change kind of makes everything kind of...
I also would imagine that they're happening like simultaneously too, like at the same time.
There's got to be some overlap, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be some overlap.
Yeah. Taiji says, I also think it has something to do with her dyeing her
You know
hair.
What? I think that is what it is, the hair dye. People were like, well, when did this happen? And blah, blah, blah. So.
Well, it happened last night, guys. Like, you can't just... You could cut your hair one day and dye it in one day and just have it be different, like, a day later. Like,
well, because the thing is, supposedly she had done it for, like, as an honor to Yelena, or, like, for you, like, to Yelena, or whatever. Mm. You know? So that's why I wonder... I guess that's what people were wondering about it for.
Because she's not in Black Panther 2. I mean, in Black Panther, sorry.
No, she's not.
I don't know why is it too.
But there's just events and, you know, where Winter Soldier's at and, like, what's going on with the world at the time where people are like, inconsistent.
That's weird.
I just wonder if this all fixes right. It.
Well, maybe. We'll see. If I go back and watch the series again, maybe I'll make sense of that. Mm-hmm. Also, Taiji said earlier, too, that one of them is wrong, too. They say Thor 2 happens before Iron Man 3. So I guess that's supposed to be flipped. I don't know.
Oh, Thor 2 happens before Iron Man 3? I don't even know why that matters. I'm trying to think about that.
I don't know why it matters either.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Iron Man 3 happens at Christmas. Oh, okay, that's true.
Oh, and for anyone that had any questions about Spider-Man's continuity, because I heard some of that too, Spider-Man is taking place from early October and it ends in December. Mm-hmm. So that shit that's happening to Spider-Man is happening throughout the course of some...
Like, just, like, within...
2 or 3 months. Like, yeah. It's going on for a while. Because whenever he sees that thing with Doctor Strange, he sees the Halloween decorations, reminds him of Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Then, like, it's kind of like... You see, it kind of looks like there's a point where it's, like, Thanksgiving time. Like, there's, like...
Yeah.
A lot of people are home and shit. Like,
yeah, and by the end, it's snowing, so you assume it's, like, around the end of December.
And
or
he goes
shit.
By the tree, so you're
oh,
like,
yeah,
okay,
that's true,
so
too,
like,
yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And so for anyone wondering why Spider-Man didn't interfere in Hawkeye, it's probably because Hawkeye hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And then Far From Home is literally summer vacation. Okay, that makes sense too, right?
Cause oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does. Right. That's right.
So, yeah. He had a crazy half a year there, man. Shit.
Yeah, man. That was a rough 3 months for him.
Yeah. I wonder, like... Wonder what the timeline is now with like Captain. I always want to say Captain Falcon. I don't know why. With Falcon Winter Soldier, you know where
he
that
is
comes
Captain
in.
Falcon now.
I know
that's
he's Captain
why.
Falcon now. Yeah, he definitely is. But like, I want to see the timeline with that now too, and how that plays out with Spider-Man. And
yeah, how come nobody did anything about that?
You know, like no one mentioned it. No one talks about it in the movies, and they don't even mention Spider-Man in that shit either.
Yeah,
like,
I'm actually really surprised. Like Wanda or Spider-Man. Or yeah, Doctor Strange didn't want to do anything about the Flag Smashers, or like...
Yeah, and then neither of them mentioned the crazy shit that Wanda was doing.
And forget that, nobody talks about the giant celestial coming out of the fucking ground.
I'm wondering that that's happening a little later, you know?
You know, I think...
But
I
that's the other thing, too, like, no one's mentioned that either, like...
Well, I do know that WandaVision happens just a couple of months before Far From Home. So, take with that what you will. But WandaVision happens just a month or two before Far From Home.
I wonder when Eternals happens then.
I don't know. I don't know when Eternals happens. Maybe Eternals happens around the same time as Spider-Man.
Also, the big celestial showing up in the sky too. Like, yeah, no one's talking about that.
Yo,
shit. Yeah,
that's
right?
A problem for real. No one thought that was a big deal.
Like,
huh?
How many people saw that shit? You know.
And as far as everyone saw, he's literally snatched 3 random people off the planet
yeah.
And took them away.
Yeah.
Like,
and there's a good handful of people that saw that shit, probably talking about it on social media. Like,
I mean, you saw people reacting to it, right?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. Like, everybody reacted to it. Like, what the fuck is that?
That's true, too. And, like, no one's talking about that. So I wonder if that happens, like, later on. Maybe that happens after Spider-Man and all this shit, right? Hopefully Multiverse of Madness gives us some answers about that shit. Cuckoo's out of nowhere. Also in the movie, Icarus goes viral after his fight with the Deviants in London, too. That's true, too. I thought something like that happened.
But
yeah, because that little kid dude, you know, was like, oh, you're a Superman. I saw you.
Yeah, I saw you on the internet.
That shit went through the internet.
But wait, maybe Busboy was just bigger than Superman.
Damn, Busboy, too,
maybe
right?
Maybe that happened at the same time, and Shang-Chi just overpopulated him, you know, and everyone was like, man, fuck this shit. This guy's getting...
Yeah, fuck this big celestial in the sky, man. You see this guy? He's this Busboy, man?
You see this Busboy? He's eating ass right here.
Damn.
Was he? You know, they had the famous guy, you know, with Shang-Chi, the guy who got Spider-Man to do a flip. You know, he's got to be a pretty big YouTuber at this point.
Oh, yeah, at that point. That's true, too.
He got Spider-Man to do a flip.
Yeah, so, man, I forgot about him. That's right.
And now he discovered Busboy. Like, he's moving up, man. Like, he's moving up.
Damn. Okay, so many questions about that timeline now.
That's crazy. You could just randomly get casted in any Marvel movie, and you just might be a fucking returner for the next phase. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. All right, yes, that was basically the news for Unfocused today. AJ, what you got planned for your Unfocused week?
You know, chilling out, hanging out, chilling all cool, relaxing and all. No. 3D printing shit. That shit's almost probably done. See if the shit works, put that shit together. And if this shit's done, continue cataloging my shit as everything prints.
Oh, wait, other piece of news. Real quick, did you see the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air trailer?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
I've never seen Empire, but I'm getting Empire vibes.
Me too. I've never seen Empire, but that's what it feels like.
Right? Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like it for Fresh Prince. I feel like they're trying too hard. I'm like,
I don't like. I need to see it first because
really see it in context.
Yeah, because because I seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I seen a good deal of episodes here and there. I get the vibe of them. I kind of know the story and all that. But it's all comedy. It's all funny. It's all lighthearted shit, right? I mean, you get your deep moments.
Yeah. But it's mostly comedy.
But it's mostly comedy, right? It's a sitcom, right? And this seems way too serious and realistic and everything. But like I don't know. It kind of just...
It feels like they're losing the spirit of what it's supposed to be. Right?
Yeah, like something like that. But I can understand them wanting to retell the story, but like in a more serious like type of manner, a more drama type of way too, right? And then, he says, Taiji says Will Smith is the producer behind it too.
That doesn't fix the problem. I mean, like whether or not he's the producer, it's still happening. It looks like they're trying too hard.
But that's why, and then that makes me feel more okay with it. But again, I need to watch it. Just to get the feeling of it to see if I'm gonna be okay with it.
I get the power feel too, and I feel like that's just wrong.
Like in a way, it's like Ninja Turtles. You have the fucking cartoony, fucking always talking shit, type of thing. But then you got the kind of more serious, comic book shit, right? That's kind of totally different than what the cartoon is. I feel like it's almost like that. Even though the more serious, version was first, and then it went fucking comedic, cartoony, And then we got other variations of it with the movie that's kind of a little bit of both.
Yeah, well, I mean, it both seems like both you and Tai Chi's sentiment is that, if Will's the one pushing this. But don't forget, Will Smith's also the one who pushed Gemini Man. And that movie fucking sucks, dude. It wouldn't be the first time he pushed a movie that fucking sucks. So I'm like, I don't know. I just don't think it looks that good. I'm not excited.
Not a movie. It's supposed to be,
doesn't matter.
Episodic series.
Okay, sucks.
It might be better because now he has more time to kind of flesh things out as opposed to a movie where he's constrained to 2 or 3 hours,
Nah, man. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm just going off the trailer.
And
I
After Earth is Tai Chi.
Oh, I forgot about fucking After Earth. But then, his saving grace is there is one TV show that Will Smith executive produces that's pretty good.
Which one's that?
Cobra Kai.
No way, he's behind that.
Will Smith and Ralph Macchio are the head producers of it.
Yo.
Making me, I know.
Yo, so, yep, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, don't even say no, it. No, we already know. I know. That's why I hope that's not happening. But
so we're going to get Jaden Smith and Cobra Kai pretty soon is what you're saying? Is that what you're telling me?
I hope not, man. But I kind of feel like Will Smith being executive producer, I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, it's got to have something to do with that. Like,
I found that little post I was talking about last time, too. Oh, where is it? Oh, I got to find it now. Oh, wait. There you are. But I told you, I found this meme about... Oh, my God. I don't know where it's at. It won't load. But anyways, that's kind of interesting, though.
Yeah, I was tripping out over that, man. I was like, what? Will Smith, executive producer.
I said, If that's the case, like, I'm more okay. But again, I just need to
I'm countering my own argument, saying that maybe that he's involved in Cobra Kai, that maybe that means this won't be totally bad, you know? I'm just saying. I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
I'm trying to defeat myself here because I don't want to hate it, but I kind of hate it, you know? But yeah, so yeah, we'll just have to see what happens. I'm sorry, you were in the middle of Unfocus Week. 3D printing, what else you can do?
Speculate more about this Fresh Prince of Bel Air thing. Well, what's it called?
I think it's called Fresh Prince.
Is this called Fresh Prince? Because I know it's not the full like Fresh Prince Bel Air thing. It's like something a little bit different, right?
Yeah, I think it's just I think it's called Fresh Prince.
Here it is. I found it too. So I finally got around to seeing the new Karate Kid. And I was really pleased to find out that it was a story all about how Jaden Smith's light got flipped, turned upside down. You see, he was chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, shooting some people outside of his school when a couple of guys, who were up to no good, started making trouble in his neighborhood. He got in one little fight and his mom got scared and said, "You're going to learn kung fu from that maintenance man downstairs."
That's fucking funny. That's hilarious. Did Will Smith produce that movie too?
Wasn't he kind of behind it though?
Oh, I think he was. Actually.
Yeah, I think he was. He was involved in it in some way. I remember like seeing like clips of him like behind the scenes and filming with Jackie Chan and all that.
See, how are you gonna call it Karate Kid when he's learning kung fu, man? It's a totally different thing, you know.
Oh man. Anyways, you got Unfocused Week stuff.
Yeah, I mean, shit,
Unfocus.
I'm going to watch Cobra Kai Season 4 and hope that Homeboy doesn't show up. He says they address it in the movie. Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know, man. It's
See, I can see this for season, what now, 5 in Cobra Kai? Like, they're getting beat up by Cobra Kai. Man, we need some help. You know, I heard about this one kid out in, where are they? In China, right? You know, he used to live out in America. I'm kind of homies with them, you know? And then fly in Jaden Smith, you know?
I hate it.
Or Jackie Chan comes through, dude. What?
Steve, just stop talking. Steve, you're making me want to watch it less the more you say it. Just don't talk about it anymore.
His grandkid was actually pretty dope.
No more. I don't want to hear anymore. The fact that he does a crane kick, too. I'm like, no. Let's not do this. It's actually funny because the crane kick is more of a kung fu thing, not a karate thing. So that's kind of funny. Yeah, you know, but I'll just say real quick, Cobra Kai theory. Before Jaden Smith, I really think we're going to see Hilary Swank with a rival dojo. You know, like maybe not rival, but maybe she has a Miyagi-Do dojo. No. You know what I mean? No. Bad dog. I'm thinking like maybe Hilary Swank has her own Miyagi-Do dojo, you know? And like maybe she sees Daniel in the newspaper and is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, and then like I already know when he sees her, Daniel's gonna be like, "Who the fuck are you?" You know, like,
"I knew Mr. Miyagi too. What the fuck?"
He's like, "I never heard about you." Yeah, I can already tell you. He's gonna be like, "I never heard of her." Oh my god, this movie looks so bad. Stop. I'm like, oh, I'm not into it. You guys just made it worse.
What
was that, a crane kick?
You didn't see what he did?
He flipped backwards in that shitty backwards kick.
Yeah,
bro, that shitty wire work.
Look at that! Bam.
Look at that shitty wire work.
Bam! You know.
I've had it. Now, look, he tripped on the wire after. Oh, my God. What is this? You guys are killing me right now.
That was his first movie, dude. Give him a shot, man.
You guys are making me feel more bad now that you think that's good. Like, oh, my God. We just watched Cobra Kai. That doesn't look good. Like, anyway.
Well, you're comparing it to something new, man. And this was like 12 years ago, dude. Come on, man.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Well, then he shouldn't be in Cobra Kai. He's too old for Cobra Kai now. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, so is freaking Daniel LaRusso. And
he's not in Cobra Kai. He's fighting them. But yeah, no. What was I saying? Yeah, I think we're definitely going to have a moment where Daniel's going to be like, what the fuck do you mean you're Miyagi student? She's like, he's like, I never heard of you. And then she's going to show him all these pictures she has with Miyagi and stuff. And he's going to be like, what? Like, offended.
Is that where he was?
Yeah, right. All right. That 5 or 6 years, you didn't want to talk to me? Like... Yeah, so I feel like that's definitely a plot point they can play with, you know?
Yeah, I want to see that.
And he's like, I can already, like, see, what's his name, Johnny giving him shit, like, oh, I didn't know your predecessor was a babe, or, you know, the person who took your mantle was such a babe, or whatever. Right? You know, like,
yeah.
I could already see all this.
How come she gonna be my rival?
Yeah, right? At least you could throw a proper kick, and a kick without being illegal.
Imagine, like, yeah.
Man.
That's funny.
Man,
I can't wait till you finish fucking season 4, because that last fucking couple episodes are fucking epic, man.
Yeah, but shit, man, I'm in the mood right now. I'm taking everything in me to not start season 4 tonight. I've already been trying not to watch it. Just, I might do it. Anyway, other things from my Unfocused Week, Smash Brothers, play a little more of that.
Yeah, I want to fuck around with more characters. Because I went back to Diddy Kong this week, and I fucked around with Jigs a little bit. Jigs doesn't feel the same. She feels way too floaty now.
That's saying a lot.
but Diddy Kong, I like Diddy Kong. I'm upset that I can't have more than one banana right now. But
that banana game was so mean, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what I didn't try? If I can run at a banana and then grab it. Because that was the thing.
Yeah, you can still do that.
I can still do that.
Cartwheels on it. Yeah, you can still do that.
Okay, cool. Because I didn't try that, I realize, right now.
Yeah. It's pretty sick. Sweet move.
I've seen those figures. I don't know if I want them, though. It is a real thing. Whatever thing you're talking about, Tai Chi, either what Chibiwag just said and what I just said about the cartwheel.
They're both real things.
They're both true.
It's like Han Solo, the stories about the Jedi, they're all true. All right. Yeah, that's Unfocused. Pretty much it. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Strike first. Strike hard. No mercy.
Cobra Kai never die.
All right, we out. Which button is it?
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!